Hi, everybody, from the Conlin Center, Stuart Horn, alongside my man, Alex Swan, your broadcasters for tonight's NC2A Penguin basketball match. Chaminade in the house. Another Penguin doubleheader from the Conlin Center. You're listening to live basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. Penguin Radio from Dominican University of California. Of course, Laura Button is our producer for tonight's game. First game, ladies, scheduled to go off in about 4.5 minutes. Chaminade in the house. Penguin women coming off of a pretty good win just a couple of nights ago, Swanee. And tonight against Chaminade, they're expected to do pretty well. Chaminade in the cellar. The Penguins three up from the bottom.
And last time they met, DU put a beatdown on them, 79-61. Hoping to do that. If you can do that on the road, you should certainly be able to take care of business at home in the Conlin Center.
In conference, the Penguins 3-8, Chaminade 2-8. Overall, the good old DU is 3-14, Chaminade 2-14. Actually, you know, you look at these numbers, might be a pretty good game. Even though last time the Penguins got over them, and that was back in the islands. Tonight we're here in San Rafael, California. Good old US of A. Jeff Mullinax in the house. Penguin cheerleaders, it looks like they're going to get some help from, what do we have? We have about a dozen very young ladies, all with pom-poms. So the Penguin cheerleaders, about 8 or 10 strong, and then another dozen or 15 very, very young ladies. I'd say average age out there, 6 or 7 years old, maybe less. And they've all got the pom-poms, so it looks like they're going to work out with the Penguin cheerleaders. Hey, that's pretty good. There's always something cool going on here at Dominican.
Always, and if you're a young girl like that, you got to be dreaming. You got to be on a nice high right now. You're coming out, going to be able to cheer probably at halftime during the break.
Well, you were about that age when you started your cheerleading career, isn't that right, Swanee?
Yeah, about 6 or 7.
Yeah, well, that's when we get going. 3 minutes and 10 seconds to go until tip-off. And I'm really excited about this one. The Penguins coming off of a nice sweep just a couple of nights ago. And then we're back, right back at it. Upcoming broadcast fans, it'll be February 5th when Holy Names, the Hawks from Holy Names, will be in the house for an NC2A Pac West doubleheader, 5:30 women, 7:30 guys. Notre Dame that same week on the 13th, same times. You talk about two big rivalries, the Hawks and the Argonauts from Notre Dame. I mean, these go way back to the NAIA days. I'm pretty excited about that. I'll tell you, back in the day, not that long ago, maybe 10 years ago, it was very obvious when Holy Names came to town how the community of San Rafael would come to the Conlin Center. That's how much, you know, the community and the people around here were behind the Penguins when it came to the Hawks. I don't know why, except they're, you know, they have this long storied history of, let's just say, a very spirited rivalry. Let's put it that way. There's been some hairy moments between those two teams. In fact, not that long ago, San Rafael's Finest would come out and monitor those games. Yeah, that's absolutely true.
Pump up the security a little bit.
Yeah, they had to pump up the security because of that great rivalry between the Penguins and the Hawks. It's not quite like that anymore. It's, you know, it's, I don't know, they've toned it down a little bit, but it's still pretty hairy when you look at, you know, the Hawks and Notre Dame for that matter, because all three schools, Notre Dame went first to the NC2A. And then 3 years later, the Penguins went. And then a year after that, maybe 2 years after that, went Holy Names. All three used to battle back in the NAIA days. The CalPAC was the conference back in the day. Boy, that seems like a long time ago. It was only 5 years ago. 1 minute and 15 seconds. Just 1 minute and 15 seconds till we get the tip-off of for tonight's game. Chaminade is in the house. I'm exceedingly excited about this one as the referees have made their way over to Media Row, shaking hands with all the coaches and everybody. Good crowd on hand. This should be a good one. The Silver Swords always play the Penguins tough, even though the Silver Swords only have 2 conference wins.
I think that, again, like you touched on earlier, we're going to see another good game. Also, I'd like to see the crowd turnout back-to-back games for the women's team. It's been nice. It's been packed. They're playing well. Last 3 games, they nearly pulled out a victory 2 games ago against Hawaii Pacific. They got a win last game against University of Hawaii Hilo. Trying to get it back-to-back wins in the Conlin Center for the first time this season.
You know, you go back to that game, the Hawaii Pacific game, where the Penguins lost by only 1 point. They had 1.2 seconds to go, and their best shooter that night, Quaywan Owens, who had 18 in the second half, after opening with 5 in the first half, she's had an incredible second half. She had the shot for the win. Whether you make it or not, a game like that gets everybody stoked to the next level. Agreed?
Definitely agreed, and you see the crowd turnout, and Quaywan Owens averaging 21 points per game over her last four. She's been getting it going, and you think after a tough loss to Hawaii Pacific, they might have came out flat against Hilo, but not at all. They were able to grind it out, get a win. Hopefully they do the same thing tonight.
Could be. We're ready for the national anthem, fans. For those of you at home, please rise.
Pace to get another victory.
Well, as you mentioned, she's at 21 a game average, but you know, she's one of those players, she can get exceedingly hot out of nowhere. 18 in the second half against Hawaii Pacific. Well, you throw a couple of those together and I think we'd be in pretty good shape. We are ready to bring you the starting lineups as soon as they deliver them to us, which ought to be coming up pretty soon as both squads are making their way out onto the floor. You know, another very interesting thing that's going on here, fans, is the addition of Taki Takoi to the coaching staff. Of course, Taki Takoi out of New Zealand was one of the greatest Penguin guards in history. In the history of a four-year Penguin is Takoi, in the history of the program here at Dominican. And Takoi has just been... she was an incredible player, and of course, I would have to assume an incredible coach. So far, since she's joined the squad, the team has not lost. Coming out for the Silver Swords, that is Chaminade, who, as mentioned, 2-14 overall, 2-8 in conference. Sabrina Angel, she'll be the guard at 5'3 out of Pearl City. Crystal Henry, a 5'7 freshman out of Lihue, Hawaii. She will also be a guard. Glayson Florida, a 5'2 senior out of Ewa Beach, Hawaii. And let's see, Kennedy Akana, the 6'2 sophomore out of Kailua. And Lilia Mile, a 5'10 freshman out of Nanakuli, Hawaii. Swanee Nanakuli, that's your hometown, right?
I wish I could say it was.
Didn't you go to Nanakuli High? We'll bring you the Penguins starting lineups as soon as we get underway because we're ready for the tip-off, and in the middle is Sarah Nelson, the 6'4" sophomore phenom. The Penguins attacking the southern hoop. The Penguins out. Hare has it. Now she flips it to Yamauchi, the top of the key. Quaywan Owens out on the left wing with 19:50 to go. She throws it away, down low, intended for Nelson, into the hands of Chaminade's Sabrina Angel. Check it. That's Florida. Florida, the 5'2" senior, was a real pain in the neck of the Penguins last year when Chaminade came here to the Conlin Center. And with some great ball handling, she is flanked by the first-year DU. That's Danielle Hare. Hare, oh, now it's stolen away, and the Penguins have it. Quaywan Owens takes it the distance. Left-handed lays it in after she goes one-on-one against Crystal Henry and scores the first bucket of the night, Swanee.
Only fitting that she gets on the board first for the DUs.
If the Penguins are going to do anything this season, Quaywan Owens is going to have to be firing on all cylinders the entirety of the rest of the season. No question about it. Now off the bottom of the rim, it went off of the hands of Sarah Nelson after the shot on goal intended by Sabrina Angel.
Penguins' help defense has been excellent the last four games. As you saw, Yamauchi come over with good help, try to set the charge, able to contest and get the bucket.
They work it down low to Akana, and it goes out off of her fingertips. The pass came in and then just heaved it over Akana. Maybe it went out off of Sarah Nelson. Let's see. Yeah, apparently Nelson got a finger on it. So Florida will bring it in on the short side, right under the bucket. Penguin Radio on the air, live from the Conlin Center, 18:50 to go. Florida kind of huffing and puffing. We're only a minute and 10 seconds into it. She gets it inbounds to Lalia Mile and takes too long to get it in. So the Penguins get it on the unforced air. 2-0 DU, very early, game one. NC2A doubleheader. And Quaywan Owens again from the left side, right-handed, but brought it in from the left side on the baseline, pounds it home, 4-0.
Blew right by Henry, nice drive.
Yeah, she did, she stepped right around her. Florida again. She's got Owens in her face, won't let her in. Henry in the corner, whistles as Henry drove in on the baseline. Let's see. This is going to be against Danielle Yamauchi, the 5'4" junior out of Torrance. She's a nursing major, is Yamauchi. Third year with the squad. Yamauchi, a big impact point guard. 18:27 to go. First half action, 4-zip DUs. Right under the bucket, here's Florida. She gets it in, now to Mayo. Not to Mayo, to Akana, who then buries the first bucket of the night for Chaminade. From straightaway, Hare with a good foot fake. She goes baseline, heaves it up, nothing. Air ball. Cox gets a hand on it. Down low and a whistle. And Cox. So Cox had a hand on it there, Swanee, but then she lost the handle and trying to regain it, pushed one of the Chaminades out, 4-2. Penguins on defense. Oh, Florida off of her own foot in the backcourt. Well, she better bring it across quickly. She does. She spins 360 against Yamauchi. Soft jumper from 12 and a half feet on the left wing. Good. Four up. Well, that was a sweet play. 360 and then the buckler.
Certainly poised after she lost the handle in the backcourt.
Yeah, she kind of looked up at the coach. Smiles sheepishly. Yamauchi drives in right side. Missed the layup short. Cox with the handle. She brings it down. Quaywan Owens now on the rebound. She goes behind the back. Calls out the play. Sets a screen now for Cox. Doesn't do much with it. Nelson again with the screen. Left side. Cox. Pitch out. Quaywan. Thinking about it. She's got 4 points. The only four for the DUs. Here's a jumper. Owens. Yes. Two more.
3 for 3 to start the night.
That's not a bad start, huh? 17-18 to go. First half action. Florida brings it up. And throws it across the court. Intended for Angela Rigo, a 5'5 freshman. She's out of Danville. Quaywan Owens with a fingertip on it. Goes into the Penguin bench. Inbounds. Hare steals it away on the inbounds. Tremendous play by Danielle Hare. Coming up on 17 minutes. 6'4 DU. Yamauchi left wing. She's out there in three-point land thinking about it. Takes the screen from Nelson, heaves up a deuce, nothing, long bounce off of the rim right side. Pulled in by Rigo. Rigo brings it up. Now right side of the great foot fake by Sabrina Angel. She throws one up left-handed, nothing, gets her own rebound, pulls it down, pitches out to Crystal Henry with a great head fake. Henry falls into the key. And lets one go, hits the bottom of the rim. Now Hare, now Yamauchi as the Penguins have it on the other side. There's a soft one out of Nelson after a great assist by Yamauchi, the baseball pass across the court.
Great look from Yamauchi across the court, especially with Nelson. Big girl down low. She didn't bring the ball down. She kept it up high for the easy bucket.
8-4 Penguins. Top of the key is Kennedy Akana, the 6'2" sophomore. Akana works her way down low into that left post and walks with it. 16:06 to go. Coming in now for Chaminade is Hannah Curtis. She's a 5'9" junior out of Medford, Oregon. Or is it Curtius? 8-4.
Curtius.
All right. 8-4 Penguins. And after the walk, Curtius comes in. Quaywan Owens has got it. Takes a screen from Nelson, whips around the outside, softly in the middle, back to Sarah Nelson. What a great play to Cox, who lays it in from the right side. Takes a great screen off of Nelson and then just softs one from close range. 15:40 to go, fans. Florida now. Check it, Rigo. She throws it away. Yamauchi's all alone. Right side, easiest play of her life. Good. That's one I wouldn't expect her to miss, ever. But sometimes those plays can become so easy. The breakaway, when you're one on no one, you're just all alone. Kind of like that shot by Quaywan Owens that we talked about against Hawaii Pacific. Though there was only 1.2 seconds to go at that time, and by the way, fans, we are in the middle of a media timeout. Quaywan Owens with 1.2 seconds and the game on the line, adding to the pressure, but no one was around her. And we talked about it that night in the postgame. Sometimes the shot is so wide open, it's such a gimme that there's no way you can get it close.
And when you have that time in your head, am I going to get it off in time? That's the very first thing you're thinking about. But you're right. When you're that open, you almost rush it and you don't get a clean look off. And
I have not talked to Owens about that shot. Simply out of respect. I don't know if she wants to talk about it.
Probably
I figure
not.
If she wants to, she'll probably come and sit in with us. And, of course, she's always welcome, as every once in a while one of the players will sit in with us during the men's game. But, you know, I'd like to ask her, that's what I would say, what were you feeling at that moment? What's it like to have the whole game on the line, 1.2 seconds, have the pressure of the clock and the pressure of the win? Because if she makes it, we win. If she misses it, we lose. It was a one-point affair. It wasn't two. She wasn't shooting for the tie. It was either win or lose. And she had 18 points at that point in the second half. Back underway, fans. We may never know. Angel brings it up softly into the middle to Courteous. She takes it herself, throws one up. What is she? I don't even know what. What do you call that shot?
Wild shot.
There you go.
Trying to go with the scoop shot underneath Nelson.
Nelson with an easy rebound after the air ball by Courteous. Right side, Yamauchi again all alone. And this one, much like the last play, a right-handed layup from the right side. This time, though, she was guarded very closely inside of 15 minutes. First half, up and under with a tremendous play by Kennedy Akana. Unless that was, it was Lilia Mayo, pardon me, folks. Mayo with a great look from up. She had to look through the bucket and then kind of heave it up from underneath. Hare on the right wing. Foot fake. Hare doesn't. She's able to get it back off to Yamauchi with 15. Yamauchi scored the last four for the D.U.s. No look over to Cox, and Cox didn't see it coming.
Yamauchi had a little bit of a lane there. I thought she might try to go with the left hand.
She's one of those players who's so used to passing off, so unselfish is Yamauchi. Because you're right, she could have taken that shot. She had a pretty clean look and a good lane to take. But instead, she wanted to whip it off and give Cox a chance. Cox didn't see it coming. Out of bounds, and the Penguins are on defense now after the long range by Mayo misses wide right. 14-6 Penguins. 14 minutes, 14 seconds to go in the first half. Cox down low to Owens. Woo! Boy, Owens didn't really see it coming until the last instant and was able to convert. She's so athletic.
She's 14 cooking. Minutes.
She really is. Has she missed one yet?
She has not. Wow.
From the right side, lays it in there by Courteous.
Third wild shot by Courteous. This time she got it to go.
13-40. That may just be her game. 13-47. You never know. 16-8. Penguins on top. Nelson has it stripped away for a moment, but gets it back after Courteous got a hand in there. Actually, the way she stabbed in there, that wasn't very courteous at all.
I like what you did
it
there.
It was very aggressive. 16-8. Sometimes you got to do that. 13:37 to go, fans. And Chaminade gets it as it goes into the Chaminade bench. Off of the hands of good old Sarah Nelson, the 6'4" sophomore. 16-8, 13.5 to go in the first half. Horn and Swan, DU Radio. Penguins on defense. Courteous, she's able to whip it down low. And Kawakami, Shauna Kawakami, a 5'2" sophomore out of Honolulu, converts from the right side. That was a brilliant assist by Courteous to Kawakami. That was the best play of the night for Chaminade so far. The Penguins by 6. Holbrook entered for Brianna Chambers. Right side, Yamauchi on the elbow. Down low, intended for Quaywan Owens. Almost gives it away. Instead, gets it back. Heaves it up, nothing. Nelson with the finger roll. Put back, good.
Quaywan Owens drawing all the defense. Nelson with a nice put back on the weak side.
When you're 6'4" in this league, Swanee, you're almost always on the soft side. 18-10, right? The soft side being up. Good shot on goal, right side. From Courteous. From the right, 18-12, 12-37. Check it. That was Shana Kawakami. Right side, Hobo goes three ball. Left wing, nothing but swish!
She's feeling it. Anytime she's open, she's going to be free to fire. She's already off to a good start.
Hoboak in her 18th game as a Penguin.
Only a freshman.
Averaging 13.6. Boy, I love her game. We talked about it last time, game before last. I was talking about Hoboak and how impressed I am. Where's number 13? And that's been a big number in DU history. Talking some of the greats in Penguin history have worn 13. Hoboak may be on her way.
And that's a luxury for Coach Chambers to be able to bring her and Marshall off the bench anytime depth plays a part.
Yeah, you're not kidding. I mean, she's 35% from outside the arc. And that last one looked even better than that. First one on the line by Courteous Good. Penguins have committed 3 fouls. That's why Courteous is there. Chaminade's committed none, and she converts both, does Courteous. Penguins bring it up now, coming up on 12 minutes. 21-14, left side Holbrook, three ball in and out. Well, that was close.
And now we're at 12 minutes. Dews couldn't pull down the offensive rebound. Instead, Angelo Rigo pours one in from the right side on the baseline.
That was Rigo, although I heard a different name come over the PA. But I'm certain it was Rigo. Very sweet Deuce. 21-16 Penguins. Holbrook again thinking about it on the wing. Too far. Right side now. As the Penguins whip it around, they're just working it outside. Lauren Hyatt's come in. She gets it down low. In and out to Nelson. Hyatt runs after it. Now Holbrook steals it away. Just stripped it away. Nelson softly straight away. No, right back at her. Couldn't get the rebound.
Hauled in by the Chaminades. And now it goes into the hands of the Penguin cheerleaders. Another media timeout. 11:15, you're listening to NC2A Basketball. On the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu, Penguin Radio, Stuart Horn and Alex Swan, worldwide Penguin basketball. 21-16, the D is looking pretty good so far. No complaints.
No complaints at all. And it's been Quaywon Owens once again starting off hot. Holbrook had a nice three, but it's all starting on the defensive end. Whenever the DUs play great D, they get out and run, and that's where the offense starts to show the fluidity.
What I really love about the way this game has started is Quaywon Owens comes in and fires those first three, makes all three, okay? So one might, you know, the other coach might suggest, well, the Penguins are going to play a one-dimensional game tonight. Then you got Nelson. Then you got Holbrook outside. And Holbrook came in and hit that three, and it was a no-doubter, right? And the second one, though, she missed it. It was in and out. And Holbrook is, you know, she's smooth. And she's only a freshman. She's only going to get better. But right now she's playing like an upperclassman.
She is. And she's clearly the best three-point shooter on the DU. So if she has even a good look, you know she's going to be able to tee that up. And I think Coach Chambers has no problem with that because that spaces the floor very well.
You know, other players do have higher percentages, but they haven't taken as many shots. So it's always, you know, it always kind of skews the numbers, right? 11:15, here we go, fans. We're back underway, and Swanee's on the play-by-play.
Yamauchi is going to bring it up, along with Hyatt, Holbrook, Nelson, and Marshall. They get it to Hyatt down the high post. She drives inside and draws the foul. Good, tough move there by Lauren Hyatt.
My favorite combo is when you get Nelson and Hyatt in there, 6 foot. 4 Nelson, 6'2" Hyatt, and very different games, though they're the two tallest players on the Penguins team. Very different games, and Hyatt can bang it around pretty good.
She missed the first, and you're right. And when you combine it with Holbrook, Yamauchi, and Marshall, all three shooters that can tee it up from the outside as Quaywon Owens comes in for Nelson, that's a nice lineup. I like what Coach Chambers is doing, shuffling it around.
Okay, I don't really understand why the Owens for Nelson move.
I guess they're trying to go small now.
Well, you know, now that you mention it.
I like what they had, like you said, though, on the floor.
I love that combo, the two tall ladies. But Chaminade has gone small and fast here, and obviously Breonna Chambers is countered with Quaywon Owens in place of Nelson.
Here's Courteous up top, checked by Quaywon Owens. Gets a screen from Kawakami, and she commits the offensive foul.
What, did she slam into Holbrook or what?
Stuck the chicken wing out there and clipped her.
She did. She just hammered her.
So here comes Roldan.
You know, looking at Holbrook, she's just back to the bench now as Roldan's coming, as you mentioned. You know, you get Holbrook in there, she can play every bit as tough as Owens. Owens, you know, very crafty because she's got a few extra years of playing on her. But she can play every bit as tough, and that's what I love about her game.
I agree with you, partner, as Roldan had a nice look from 6 feet, couldn't hit it. Here's Courteous on the run out, tries to go at Marshall, who got a nice rejection. Way to hustle back by Jesse Marshall on defense.
How about that rejection out of Marshall? All of her momentum was going out of bounds. She reaches back up and tips off the shot on the way up. That was a clutch play. That's Marshall, though. Talk about crafty.
I mean, that's not going to show up in the stat sheet, but that ultimate hustle is going to help you get victories at the end of the day. 22-16, Penguins lead it. 10:29 left in the first half as it's Kawakami entering down to Mayo. The fadeaway jumper is good. Tough shot over Lauren Hyatt on the left northern wing. 22-18 now as Yamauchi finds Roldan over in the left southern wing. Now it's back. in Roldan's hands. She finds Marshall. She's up top, 10 on the shot clock. Working it around, ball gets away from Yamauchi, 6 on the shot clock. Yamauchi with a nice crossover, pulls up, can't hit the J. Offensive rebound by Marshall, and she puts it back in.
Man, that was a great sequence. Yamauchi, you called it, had the great fake with only 6 to go on the shot clock and was able to get the shot off.
Henry pressured by Roldan, and she forced a turnover.
And though she didn't make it, Marshall's in perfect position to put it back. Boy, there's nothing you can say, nothing greater than players being in perfect position.
And she lost Henry on that crossover.
She did, to death. That was the great, that set that whole thing up.
As you like to say, it deked her to death is one of my favorite expressions. Quaywan Owens has it. Right corner, nice flex cut to Hyatt underneath. She couldn't finish the layup though. Tries to battle back to get her miss. She's underneath battling. Ball's loose, comes out to Curtius. Chaminade will look to run. Stolen away though by Quaywan Owens. Is Florida tried to come up and put the moves on her. Did not work. Roldan a transition 3. And it's going to be a 3-second violation as Hyatt was camped underneath too long before Roldan could release that shot. Just under 9 minutes.
Another thing I love about Quaywan Owens, we talk about her offensive game all the time, but what's always overlooked is her brilliant defense.
That's what you love to see. As a turnover, as Kawakami's pass sails into the stands, but like you said, anytime your leading scorer is showing the presence of great defense, that's going to pick up the intensity.
So it's such a great combo. And she's fearless. You know, I mean,
that's
she's
the perfect
one
word.
Of those players.
And she's got the ball right here, out on the right wing. Checked by Florida. DU's looking to set it up. She picked up her dribble. Yamauchi comes to help her out. Shot clock is down to 10. She gets a roll. Dan screen. Good pressure from Kawakami, and she forces a turnover. Steal by Akana, and she is fouled. This is going to go against Hyatt, her first team's 4th.
That was just totally uncharacteristic of Yamauchi to heave the ball away. There was no Penguins anywhere near it. I don't know who she intended to pass. She was running out of time. She felt the pressure. She spun 360, bounced off a couple players, and then just, I don't know why, just gave it away.
Cox and Nelson enter for the Penguins as Henry tries to drive right baseline. Oh! Quaywan Owens came over for an emphatic block, but she's going to be whistled for the fouls. She checked Henry with her body.
Swanee, that's one step away from flagrancy. You know what I mean? She really hacked. Some fouls are better than others.
First one on the way for Henry rattles out.
And now it's paying dividends. She wasn't going to miss that shot.
Second one on the way. Got it. 24-19. 8:16 left remaining in this first half. It's Yamauchi, Quaywan Owens, Cox, Nelson, and Roldan for the Penguins. Yamauchi finds Nelson. Right low block. Kicked out to Cox. Swung over to Roldan. Now it's Nelson opposite block. Tries to turn over her left shoulder. Hook shot doesn't go. Cox with the offensive rebound. As Yamauchi will set it up back up top. Now she fires a 3. It's long. Ball's loose. Yamauchi runs it down in front of 2 Silver Swords. Third opportunity for the Penguins. Roldan had it. Left southern corner. Swung around to Quaywan Owens. Spinning inside, and she lays it in. Nice move by Quaywan Owens as she was able to beat Florida off the bounce.
So often we see that 360 spinner get called for a tee.
Oh my, and Akana in between the trees of Cox and Nelson. She got it to go. And Coach Chambers is going to spend the timeout. 26-21 is your score. 7:17 left. Penguins hold a 5-point lead. And like
those
you
were
said,
two incredible.
Well.
Those were two incredible plays coming into that timeout that we're in the middle of right now, fans. NC2A basketball on the radio. Home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. First, you had Owen spinning 360. I mean, a shot like that, you almost always see a travel get called. But her footwork is so pure, and Owens is able to lay it in there. Plus, I got to believe players got to get dizzy once in a while. right? I mean, yeah. It must happen.
And you know the referees are looking at their feet.
Of course. Anytime you're spinning 360, it seems like you're going to have to take more than the allotted step and a half or 1.6 or whatever they call it this week. And then at the other end, they turn it around, really quick transition to the other side, and Chaminade converts right on the heels of that great 360 spinner by Owens. So they're not going to go down easily.
Not at all.
So far tonight, you're looking at Cox, who's 1-for-1. Nelson's only 2-for-5. I look for her to get a little bit hotter. And Yamauchi as well is 2-for-6. Yamauchi's fired off a pair of long balls, and neither one found the mark. And Holbrook, 1-for-2. I'd like to see Holbrook in there a little bit more. I just want to see her game develop fast, because she's one of those players you can't not keep an eye on. When she's in the game, you don't go to the snack bar.
I agree with you, partner. And like you said, she's only a freshman. I would like to see her game develop a little bit more as well, especially when these conference games are down to the wire and they really matter. Action is back on. Yamauchi tried to feed Nelson down low. Ball is loose. It's taken away by Henry as she comes out of the pack across the timeline for the Silver Swords. They try to feed Akana once again, this time to no avail, as Nelson was able to get a hand on it, taken away. Roldan from 10 feet out, tried to use the window. It doesn't go. Cox battled on the boards, and she was able to keep possession for the Penguins. And Miss Jade Castro's going to come in along with Holbrook.
Yeah, Castro's one of my speech students. I was talking to her in class the other day. She's only a 5-footer. And I said, you know, there's been some great 5-foot players in DU history, most notably Stephanie Carnes, one of the great DU guards in history. Of course, Carnes was listed at 5'1", but I don't know. They always throw an extra inch on the sheet, right? And Jade Castro, she's got the right head for basketball, too. Very aggressive young lady.
Very tenacious on the defensive side. She joins Quaywan Owens, Cox, Nelson, and Holbrook. 6:30 left to go. As Castro has the ball, launching a three, and it's good over Henry.
Ho-hum. I love calling those, you know, man? Just talking about how great she is, and bam, the big tray ball.
Kawakama has some kind of connection with Akana, because she's fed her three times in a row now for the Silver Sword possession as they trail by 8. They inbound under the northern bucket, and it's Kawakami working on Castro. She finds Florida trying to work on Quaywan Owens as she shuts the door. Now it's Henry, comes inside on the curl, left-handed layup, doesn't go. She gets her own miss, hits the deck, bodies on the floor, and it's Castro right there to tie her up.
Castro dove right on her neck. That is, just like you said, very tenacious as we go to a timeout. Castro comes in, immediately hits from top of the key, about a 17, no, it was more than that because it was a three-footer, right? I mean, a three-pointer, so about 21 feet. Straight away, pounds it home, puts the Penguins up, and she's got to strike a little bit of fear into Chaminade, because you see a 5-footer coming in, you think, okay, it's 5-on-4, right? Bam, she fires the three and makes it perfectly, and then falls on the loose ball. I like Castro.
She's underrated, and I think she feels that too, and that's where you see that dogfight in her. And Henry, who stands 5'7", was checking her. She did not expect Castro to rise up and shoot that three over.
Yeah, it's amazing. When you see a 5-foot young lady out there against, standing right next to, she's playing right now against a 6'4" Nelson.
Kawakami curls in the lane, and she's able to get her layup to drop, 29-23.
The disparity is, it's awesome to see. You got two entirely different looks.
Quaywan Owens finds Castro, left wing, gets a screen from Nelson, kicks out back to Quaywan Owens. She's going to rise and fire for three. It doesn't go down. Cox hustling, tips it back out as Quaywan Owens tried to fire a pass over to Castro in the corner.
That's the one thing is when you're 5 feet tall, you don't have the wingspan, right?
There you go, yeah.
So it got past Castro. But if the Penguins can zero in on her a little bit and get used to that, you know, a 5-footer can be really pesky, especially when she's defending. Like right now, she's just always in the way of everybody.
She's forcing Kawakami into where she wants her to go. Here's Akana, tried to find Kawakami, posting up on the smaller Castro as she was able to get a piece of that. Pass Silver Swords will have possession underneath. 5:13 left in the first half. Lob inside. And that was Mayo trying to get that layup to go over the newly checked in Sorensen. Couldn't hit it. Went out of bounds. Penguins will take over as they're up six. It's Castro, Holboat, Cox, Sorensen, and Marshall now for Coach Chambers. No one stopped the basketball. Oh. Castro tried to pull up for three. Couldn't hit it. As Kawakami tries to race across the timeline, she nearly lost it. Good defense by Holboat. And a lazy pass is picked off by Jasmine Cox.
That was not her best pass. Cox was in perfect position.
And I don't know what happened on last possession, but no one picked up Castro, and she had a good look at another three.
She did.
Sorensen's got it, the high post, trying to find an outlet, and it goes out to Castro. She gets a screen. Hesitation move inside of the bucket, and she's fouled.
Castro's feeling it now. She drives in heavy traffic. All these six-footers surrounding her, and she tried to lay in a soft one from 8 feet, but she drew the foul. I want to talk about Sorensen for a second. You know, you look at a 6'2" freshman, because, of course, Hyatt is not going to be around much longer, and it'll be nice to back up that effort for Nelson, the 6'4" Nelson, who's only a sophomore, with Sorensen.
Like you said, with her and Holboak, both young freshmen, they'll be looking to get more minutes as this season progresses. Castro couldn't hit the first. Penguins lead it by six.
Of course, Hyatt does have another year. She's only a junior, but it's nice to have Sorensen hanging back there, getting her game together.
Castro couldn't convert on the second. It's Florida to bring it up. She's guarded tightly by Marshall as she fights through a Mayo screen. Now, Encana is in trouble. Now down low to Mayo. She couldn't handle the pass. Sorensen got a piece of it. Comes out to Encana, and she is able to put it in. Excuse me, that was Mayo with the entry pass down low.
That's right, Encana with the bucket.
Sorensen has it once again at the high post. Kicks out to Holboat. Spins in the lane, cut off by Kawakami. Now it's here, Castro, with 14 on the shot clock. She fires a pass at Cox's foot. DU's look a little disgruntled. Castro finds Holboak. She fires a three, nothing but net.
Woo. How about that? That was a sweet play, but more importantly, that was a sweet assist. Heads up, Castro backed it up.
With the shot clock winding down, 32-25, Penguins lead it by seven. 3:23 left. Cox playing good defense down low on Mayo. She's in trouble, and she turned it over. And we got a media timeout coming. 3:18 left to go. Penguins up seven, 32-25. And whether it's Holboak or Castro or Quaywon Owens, DU is finding scoring from multiple positions. As Chili's out.
Yeah, Chili the Penguin, the school mascot, is right in the middle of the house. Kind of, I don't know what Chili's doing over there. He's kind of freaking out. But everybody loves Chili. It's always fun to. Oh, I see. Chili is demonstrating what the timeout game is to be. 32-25, 3:18 to go on Penguin Radio. Of course, we'll have the halftime extravaganza coming up at halftime, as you might imagine. And then the men are scheduled to tip off at 7:30. Give you a quick pregame on the men's match that's due tonight. Chaminade, Suwannee, second place. The Penguin men are going to have their hands full at 6-5. Chaminade 9-1. The only game they've lost so far has been against California Baptist, who are perfect in conference. I mean, you know, they were talking about this top of the year, how good Baptist was going to be. I don't think anybody expected him to be 10-0.
10-0, and they haven't even lost a game overall. That is definitely your front runner. And like you said, if Chaminade has only lost one game to the best team in the conference, DU's definitely will have their hands full. And that game was by 1 point that Chaminade dropped. So hopefully the men can earn their second win, as they were able to get a victory on Thursday against University of Hawaii Hilo. Cox has it as the action is back. She's down low. She kicks out to Marshall in the corner, launches a three, in and out. Sorensen battling on the boards, and she's going to be whistled for the over-the-back foul.
Yeah, that ball was tipped straight up in the air, and everybody went after it, and that's when you get that over-the-back.
Penguins showing some full-court pressure. as the Silver Swords get it in to Henry. She's guarded by Holbrook, and Holbrook got a hand in there and is able to force the turnover.
Once again, intended for Castro, almost overthrew her, but good hops out of Castro.
And then they leave Holbrook. Courteous with a tough closeout, knocked Holbrook to the floor. She couldn't hit the three. Penguins will have possession underneath the Southern basket, 29 left on the shot clock.
Yeah, Courteous came off of Holbrook and really left her open. And you don't want to do that because Holbrook, she is crazy from outside the arc. She can get going.
She's been feeling it. Inbounds goes to Cox. And here's Holbrook once again. Deep three, and she puts it in. 35-25. Penguins have extended the lead to 10.
What a shot.
Got three triples.
Just so pure.
Here's the newly entered Sagasagi. She couldn't get her layup attempt to go. Castro's got it for the Penguins. Races across into the front court. As she looks for Cox, swung around to Holbrook. She's got the hot hand. Cox has it now from about 10, tries to pull up from the corner, couldn't hit it. Marshall's there for the offensive board. Just over 2 minutes remaining in the first half. Cox kicks out. Holbrook gonna launch one more. She can't hit it this time. Is Akana has the rebound. Here's Henry. Down low, Akana working on Sorensen, and she rejects it out of bounds.
There it is. There it is, the 6'2" wingspan out of the freshman. Sorensen gets a massive rejection. Oh, that was big.
That was.
You said get that out of here. Mass substitutions.
I like that.
For the Penguins.
Get that out of here. She did. She swatted it away like a bad bug.
Florida tries to get it in. Couldn't get in and cleanly. Holbrook comes up with another steal. Yamauchi has got Quaywan Owens on the wing. She finds Nelson wide open at the free throw line. Her jumper doesn't go down. Comes out to Florida. She looks to push. Right at Yamauchi, trying to go coast to coast. And Yamauchi got a block on the other end. Ball's on the deck. Holbrook and Kawakami battle. And it's going to be a tie-up going over to the Penguins.
Penguins with the possession arrow, but both teams playing pretty hard after those loose balls. I like that. I like that look. They're just going aggro so hard coming into the half.
Kawakami tried to take it right at Yamauchi. She got all ball right after the Sorensen swat. 1:13 left to go. And it's Yamauchi with the basketball. Working on Henry. They find Holbrook. Oh. She was spotting up for a three. So you can hear the crowd chant and cheer as she put it down. Does not count. Off ball foul.
Holbrook, it was just a second or two after the whistle. So, but then Holbrook fired from 22 and, as you mentioned, swished, but taken off the board.
But you're right. Her stroke is so clean and pure as Yamauchi fires. Can't hit it. Henry's got the board.
Like with any great shooter, it's her footwork.
She's always square to the basket.
Yeah.
Tough shot into Nelson was Henry. Couldn't hit it. Marshall leaks out in front. She races down the loose ball, but she stepped out of bounds underneath the bucket with just under 47 seconds to go here.
Yeah, Holbrook led her just by a foot or two, and Marshall out off the end line. Otherwise, that whole play was setting up to be something special.
Here's Henry. Oh, gets a screen from Ukana as Holbrook collided right into her. Quaywan Owens comes up with the steal.
I thought I heard O'Connor's neck snap back. She took the screen so hard.
A little bit of a whiplash
there. Yeah.
Penguins can hold for virtually one shot. 4 seconds separate the shot clock and game clock. They post up Quaywan Owens. She's going to waste no time, and she goes right into Mayo and draws the foul.
Quaywan Owens hasn't had much in the past 8 minutes. She's really done nothing. She's just been lying in wait, and this could be a good opportunity for her to pick up a pair. It's going to be plenty of time for the Chaminades to come back the other way, whatever happens here.
Quaywan Owens, 55% from the stripe this season, and her first one is good.
Hey, go back to the footwork of Holbrook. You know, like with any pure shooter, they're just so set when it comes time, and it all happens in an instant.
their lower body working perfectly in conjunction with their upper body.
And the upper body's quiet. Keep the eyes still.
Quaywon Owens rattled out the second. Penguins lead by 11. Silver Swords are going to hold for the last shot as it's down to 7. Henry picked up her dribble. It's at 4. Here's Kawakami, draped by Yamauchi, down to 1 at the buzzer. She can't hit it. Great defense by the Penguins as Kawakami was forced to take a tough shot with the buzzer down her back.
Yeah, you always want to try and get that last shot off before you go into the clubhouse. As most people would agree, if there's such a thing as halftime momentum, and certainly there is, you want to get that last shot off. That's why you'll see players work so hard. He's fired off beyond midcourt sometimes. You know, they just want to get the last score, even if you're trailing by 11, as in this case are the Chaminades. 14:56 in halftime. Swanee and I will be back in about 9 minutes with a halftime extravaganza. All of the numbers and everything that matters. And then we'll have the back half of this one. And then the men are scheduled to go at 7:30. You're listening to NC2A Basketball on Penguin Radio. Radio.dominican.edu. We'll be right back. Call me every single day. This is my heart. All right, all right, all right, everybody. We are back, ready for the second half. And we were hoping to bring you some stats, but we'll bring them as they come. But for some reason, there was no halftime stat sheet, Swanee. I can't imagine what happened.
I don't know.
Usually
they lost in the mail.
Yeah. That's not bad. Usually they supply us with all kinds of great information, stats, and pronunciations. But today was the alumni games played this afternoon. So there's a lot of things going on here at the Conlon Center, not to mention lacrosse was going crazy. Ned Webster and his guys were out there today. 20 minutes overhead, 36-25. The Penguins up by 11. And we are ready for the second half. The Penguins will be defending now the Southern Hoop as both teams have switched sides, as you might imagine, because that's the way that it works. The Chaminades, the Silver Swords, bring it in from the sideline and up and under with sort of a, I don't know what that was, what kind of hook shot that was. Chaminades can't get it off. The Penguins with the rebound. Sarah Nelson on the left elbow follows her up with her own rebound and rattles this one home.
Great put back by Nelson, able to get the board, use the glass nicely, put the Penguins up 13.
38-25, the DUs. The one and only Ryan Trammell is in the house. 19-19, one of the greatest DUs in history, Ryan Trammell comes through. Shot on goal by Chaminade, no good. The Penguins in transition. Danielle Hare fires up her first shot of the night from the left side. I believe that was Hare's first try. She's been in earlier, but her first shot on goal by Hare, and she's fouled. She'll go to the line.
And that was a great setup from Quaywon Owens. She's showing that she can shoot, defend, and now puts a nice pass for Danielle Hare.
It's also nice to see that assist in motion, where both players are running like crazy at top speed, and the assist comes through smoothly. Danielle Hare buries the first one. 39-25. Hare, a freshman. Great get for Breonna Chambers. Really like her game, and I like, more importantly, I like her attitude. Makes the second one. And I like her free throw shooting, for that matter. So far, batting 1,000 tonight. And Chaminade in transition down to the other end very quickly is Crystal Henry. She fires off an air ball. It's stripped away by Sarah Nelson, and Owens now with a great juke move. Oh, she had everything in place. Couldn't make it. Hits the bottom of the rim. Gets her own rebound. Fires it back up, and a sliding chicken wing back toward the Penguin bench. On her back, foul is called against Kennedy Akana, the 6'2" sophomore. She's out of Kailua, Hawaii. She went to Kamehameha Kapalama High School, which is where Swanee went. I think he graduated from Kamehameha Kapalama, if I'm not mistaken. Quaywon Owens to the line. You went to a lot of different high schools, didn't you?
No, I transferred around.
First one's good by Owens. You know, Owens was good last year. She's better this year. There's no comparison.
I didn't get to see her game last year, but I can imagine it's improved. She got in the gym, worked in on it on the offseason.
And she's got a lot of basketball experience. Second one rattles around and goes down, 42-25. Penguins, 18-49. Not comfortable yet, but on their way. Inbounds and a foul committed by Yamauchi, playing a little too aggressively against Crystal Henry. Henrietta Lahui. Right there by the airport. Drive out of the airport, turn left, Lahui. 18-47, 42-25. Penguins on defense. Yamauchi backs up a little bit as Henry approaches again. She spins 360 from the free throw line. Missed it right. Cox with an easy rebound. Uncontested. Yamauchi will bring it up 18.5. Second half action, fans. Hare's got it. Right wing, thinking three. Low bounce pass to Cox. Back to Hare on the left elbow. Soft jumper on the way, deep. Bounces around. Rebound taken by Akana. 18-15 they go. Chaminade bringing it up very slowly as Florida is really barking out the orders. Florida says, come on, we got to go. And that's true. It's 42-25 with 18 minutes to go. Florida's not kidding. She takes it herself. Cox with a huge rejection. Stripped away now by Angel. Back out to Florida. Good left side.
Florida did a nice job to stay with it, but an even better job from Cox to come over and slide to get a block shot on the weak side.
17-45 to go. The Penguins on top, 42-27. Oh, what a great pass from Quaywan Owens out on the left wing to download a Jasmine Cox. Kind of an alley and then a delayed oop.
You called it, partner. Perfect touch pass.
It really was. Just lobbed it over everybody, and Cox was lying in wait. 17-26 to go. Left side by Florida. Again, Florida's trying to take this whole thing on her shoulders. And, you know, sometimes that backfires because she's now fired off two shots amid heavy traffic. Here, yes, she's fouled, and she'll go to the line. But trying to do too much is often a recipe for disaster. 17-25. 44-27, Florida, good. From the line.
I agree with you. And whenever you start trying to do too much, then you start trying to force things. And you can understand the sense of urgency by Florida, but she's got to involve the teammates, keep a level head, too, to work this comeback.
Makes them both, as you might imagine. 87% shooter is Florida. Boy, that's strong. That's up there with Dominique Taplin. Not many people at that level. Coming up on 17 minutes. Quaywan goes 360. Unbelievable buckler. Holy mackerel. From the free throw line, she kicked right, spun left, 360. And she didn't even get all the way around. Just such an obtuse angle with her body, and she's able to knock it down. Now a charging foul. Check it. And it's on Hare. Hare had not come set. Boy, I thought she did. I thought it was a charge, but Hare gets rung up. That's her second. Three on the DUs. Two on the Chaminades. Henry will go back to the line. Crystal Henry, the 5'7" freshman, on the way. Line drive goes down.
Back to the Quaywan Owens fadeaway jumper.
Wasn't that
you
special?
Know you're hot when that's going down.
Yeah, that was something else. Because she was way off balance, but able to stay with it. Henry knocks them both down. She's a 59% shooter, so that's good work there. Clock rolls inside of 17. Owens on the left wing to Hare. Right side, Yamauchi picks up the screen. Sorensen was wondering, why aren't you going behind me? Take that screen, I'm giving it to you. Sorensen was able to screen out Florida easily. And instead, Yamauchi, instead of breaking left toward the top of the key, went down to the block and was able to draw the foul. 16-40. Danielle on the line. First one's good.
She's also got a nice stroke from the free throw
line. Oh, she does. She's just been so good for Brianna Chambers, three-year Penguin, and been really leading the team just about the whole time, with the exception of her freshman year, when, of course, she worked off the bench. And the Penguins now on defense, 48-31. That freshman year, as the shot on goal from the right side is taken down by Sorensen. And I'll get back to my thought in a moment. As Hare goes up, hits the bottom of the backboard. Sorensen with the rebound. Passes it back off to Hare. Cox now on the wing. To Yamauchi, they'll reset. 15 seconds. Yamauchi drifts over to the right. Henry's on her. Penguins have 8 on the shot clock now. Cox drives in. Heavy traffic, throws it away. She was looking for Owens down low, but Florida got in the way of it. Shot on goal from Florida, takes it the distance, no Hare. As Yamauchi brings it up, her freshman year, Alicia Flatten, The highest scoring Lady Penguin in history was the point guard. Right side now, as the steal is in place by Henry, and Yamauchi comes over the top with a tremendous block.
You love to see that. She made the errant pass. She hustled back. That's her second block in transition. She's only 5'4". Excellent job by the point guard.
Yeah, that was a great play. You know, Yamauchi, as you mentioned, at 5'4", has really been a spark plug for the DUs. She's a nursing major out of North Torrance High School, Torrance, California. And I just always loved her game. And her, as I mentioned, her freshman year, we had Alicia Flatten. And I don't know if you've ever seen videos of Flatten. Flatten was, she was 5'6", but just a shooter, a very pure shooter was Flatten. And I remember, she was a four-year Penguin, and I remember her very first game. And she was thinking about leaving Dominican her freshman year. And I met her out in the parking lot, and I said, you know, I just really like your game, and I sure hope you decide to stay. And she decided for one reason or another, certainly had nothing to do with me, but then went on to be the highest scoring Penguin in history. And I'm talking, you know, decades. She just managed to fire. She was just a shooter, just a pure, and a point guard, right? So just a pure shooter. Not like you would expect maybe a two guard to be a high scorer like that, to be the one to go to. No, she had that brilliant combination. Alicia Flatten, of shooting prowess, but also great ball control. And, of course, that's what you need out of any good point guard. She was the one in all of history. I don't know the number of points that she scored. They don't have it up here at the Conlon Center, but I suspect that she'll go into the Hall of Fame here at Dominican one of these days. That's good old Alicia Flatten. But Yamauchi then filled her role beautifully. And here's Roldan as Yamauchi finds her at the top of the key. Quaywon Owens with the rebound, fires it up, and she's fouled immediately under the bucket. Quaywon Owens by Akana.
She's just a workhorse.
She is. That's a perfect description because, you know, you can keep going to Quaywon Owens all day long. She'll go to the line. If you need her on defense, she's there with the hands up. If you need her to score, she can do it, and she makes this one.
Talking about Flatten, though, boy, that was a great decision not to transfer.
Boy, I'm glad she didn't. She was a great Penguin to watch. If you Google her, she's all over YouTube. And this one rattles in. A little bit short, but it found the window and fell back in. 50-31. Good work there by Owens. 15-22 to go, fans, in the second half. Henry at the top of the key. Goes around Sorensen, fights her way back. Owens really playing hard, 16 on the shot clock. Up and under, are you kidding me, by Mayo? An impossible shot, Mayo gets it to go. Mayo really put the mustard on that one.
He did.
15 minutes to go, stripped away. Hoboken now with a tremendous rejection. Hoboken on defense. Here they go, Henry with a shot on goal, right side, no. Roldan with a rebound, 50-33. 14:45 to go. Yamauchi's going to slow things down. Coach Chambers is up on her feet, calling out the play. Coming up on 14 and a half. Now they're just going to start working the clock. Holbrook, top of the key. She fires one off from 17 now. Missed a little bit left. Penguins by 17 here in the second half. Guys are scheduled at 7:30. Against the number 2 team in the conference, Chaminade, the Silver Sword men. They've only got one loss in conference. Shot on goal now by Akana's miss, taken down by Owens' other end. Yamauchi now continues to slow the pace of the game way down. Sabrina Angel is on her. On the right wing, Angel staring at the ball. Oh, great pass by Roldan. Flips it across to Sorensen, first shot of the night. Good! Sorensen gets it to fall from the left side.
Great look.
That was
to Sorensen.
It was a great look, a superb assist. And it would be nice to get Sorensen some confidence, some shooting confidence, going into the back half of the season. 52-33, 13 and a half to go. Left side, three ball on the way, Florida, good. Wow, what a shot.
And as Sorensen continues to grow in her game, she'll realize she needs to stay out on that hedge just a little bit longer to let Quaywon Owens fight through that screen to prevent the three.
I think that's a pretty good call. Sorensen's got such a bright future here. At 6'2", It's exactly what Breonna Chambers needs. And now Yamauchi intended for Roldan. I cannot believe what I just saw. That was unbelievable. As Yamauchi, who's one of the best point guards in the conference, she really is. She's just so fast. But more than that, she has a great eye. Threw it into heavy traffic, and there were no Ds in there at all. Subsequently, Chaminade takes it the other end and heaves it into the fourth row of the grandstands. The Penguins have it in 13 minutes. Yamauchi will get to try it again, so no harm, no foul. Hoboken, three ball, works the feet perfectly, left side, and Owens with the put back after the miss, and she's fouled. And the foul's by Hannah Curtius, I believe.
If Owens isn't scoring, she's finding a way to get a rebound and get herself to the free throw line.
52-36. Doesn't it just seem like the great ones do that?
Always find a way to the basketball.
Yeah, if you if somehow, for some reason, you miss the shot, figure out a way to get to the stripe. The first one's nothing but swish, and that's perfect. And Chili the Penguin's so happy, I just saw Chili do a cartwheel. That's not easy to do.
I saw that out of the corner of my eye as well.
Owens, buckles, backspin, on the way. Good. 54-36.
And coming with the play-by-play alongside me, Stuart Horn, I'm Alex Swan, and here is Angel trying to work on Hoboken. Hoboken took it away. Too lazy with the ball. Yamauchi pushing all the way inside. Knocked away by Angel. She was able to hustle back and strip the ball away. It's going to be Angela Rigo going to return, the freshman guard from Danville. She's going to get Angel. Yamauchi cleanly inbounds it. Quaywan Owens finding Sorensen at the elbow. Couldn't hit it. Brought back by Kawakami. Excuse me, Florida. She couldn't hit the jumper. Yamauchi will come set. Finding Roldan. Backdoor to Hoboken. Oh, and a block by Florida. She was able to recover as Hoboken went backdoor, and she was open.
That was a massive rejection by Florida. That was really a well-timed play against Hoboken. Hoboken had a clean look there, but Florida out of nowhere just came flying in and put the hand up. It perfectly timed.
Perfectly timed it was, and she was able to make the rejection and save a basket. Penguins get the ball in. Nelson tried to hit the jumper, couldn't hit it. Quick outlet to Miss Kawakami. She couldn't handle the pass. Ball will go over to the Penguins. And Roldan will inbound right in front of us. She joins Yamauchi, Marshall, Boscarino, who just checked in, and Nelson. DU up 18, 54-36. Boscarino puts her head down, goes to the rack, can't finish. Loose ball, Roldan tracks it down. Just under 12 minutes here to go in the second half. Right northern corner is Marshall. Gets a screen from Nelson, fires a three, puts it down, nothing but net.
How about that? That was sweet. That was classic Marshall right there. Took the perfect screen from Nelson and fired up, just launched the rainbow.
Right at Curtius. She had the basketball down low. She draws the foul and she'll go to the line for two. Penguins have extended the lead to 21 as they're trying to go for back-to-back wins in the Conlin Center for the first time this season. Media timeout, but it seems like whether it's Hoboken, whether it's Quaywan Owens firing, whether it's Jesse Marshall, they're all hitting from outside.
Yeah, they really are. The Penguins are starting to feel it right now, and with this timeout, fans, an opportunity to remind you, you're listening to radio.dominican.edu, Penguin Radio from Dominican University of California. And we're live in the Conlin Center on Media Row. Stuart Horn and Alex Swan, of course, the athletics director here at Dominican, is the great Brandon Limbaugh. Brad Van Alstine is the chair of the Communications and Media Studies Department, who hosts these broadcasts for the last 14 years on the air, bringing you Penguin basketball from the Conlin Center. I am Stuart Horn, and Coach Chambers is out there with Coach Tokoi and Coach Littlejohn, getting all the girls around. Now look, 11 and a half minutes, you're up by 21. The only thing that you can do is get lazy at this point.
Yeah, I mean, really, I don't know. You got to remind the girls, keep pushing, keep playing. It's still a game. These guys are not letting up. They're not giving up. They're, none of them have dropped their shoulders, the Chaminades, just because they're down by 21. And the only thing that bad that can happen at this point is if you start to get too confident, maybe, or just lazy. And not that they would. I'm sure, though, she said, keep playing hard. You've got to.
Absolutely, and you never want to see your team get lackadaisical down the stretch, especially when you are up 20, as Curtius hit the first free throw. But you'd love to see the DUs finish strong here, going into Point Loma as they will take them on January 30th, next Thursday. Curtius hits the second, 57-38, down to 19.
And you mentioned the Point Loma game. That's away.
That is away. That's going to be a tough game.
And those are never easy.
Here's Roldan trying to work on Curtius. Finds Boscarino, right wing. She's going at Florida. Steps back. Picked up her dribble. Kicked it out to Roldan. 8 on the shot clock. Entry down to Nelson. Couldn't hit it. Didn't hit any rim. Shot clock didn't reset. Marshall's on the weak side to lay it in to extend the Penguin lead back up to 21. 10:55 remaining. Here's Kawakami working on Yamauchi. Tough shot, baseline, off the side of the backboard, doesn't go. Yamauchi had the rebound. It was taken away momentarily by Kawakami. Out of bounds, over to DU. Henry returns for it's going to be Henry, Rigo, Florida, Mayo, and Curtius for the Silver Swords. Yamauchi advances into the front court, fires right in front of the three-point line and knocks it down, as Yamauchi has been feeling it all tonight. But she's got a cool stroke. Henry looks for Curtius. She puts the moves on Marshall. Good help side defense from Nelson as she was able to put it out of bounds with a good block. 61-38. Penguins really pulling away here as Silver Swords got some work to do. Here's Mayo's hook shot into the lane over Nelson. Doesn't fall. Boscarino handles the pass one-handed calmly as she comes up. Dribbles on the right wing. Checked by Florida. She's looking to go to work. Now she wants the ball in the low block. She gave it off to Yamauchi. Looked for the post. Couldn't find it. Ball reversed over to Marshall. Boscarino still working to get the ball down low on the opposite block. It was kicked as Marshall's pass was trying to be entried in. 15 on the shot clock as Yamauchi will inbound under the northern bucket. She gets it in to Nelson. Roldan swings over. Marshall, rise and fire. Couldn't hit the three from the right wing. It's Florida with the board. She's racing the other way, trying to go coast to coast, and she draws the blocking foul as Yamauchi couldn't come set as Florida was airborne. 9:41 left to go in the second half. Florida will toe the stripe. Fifth team foul on the Penguins is Danielle Harris, set to check in at the scorer's table. Florida's first one rattles home. It's now here comes Jasmine Cox as well. They will grab Marshall and Roldan. Florida's got one more to come. Referees discussing. Getting the scores table all situated as we have a minor break in the action. We're ready to go now. Florida's got one more. It was debated down by the scores table that whether it was the sixth or team foul. It is the fifth team foul. And Yamauchi ended up picking that foul. As Boscarino has it, curling in the lane. Tries to get up a jumper, it's blocked. She tries to battle back and she finds herself with the loose ball. Shot clock's down to 9. Yamauchi, screen from Nelson, in the lane, off the window, can't hit it. Nelson with the board, her follow doesn't go. Miles got the rebound and She gives it off to Florida. She nearly got away with the carry. And Curtius nearly got away with the travel. And she tries to scoop into the lane. But all is well as Nelson has her third block of this ball game.
Alex, everybody in the Conlon Center saw the high dribble. And I think they just let her go with it. Although with 9:02 to go, yeah, it's 21 points. But I'm not sure why they would let her do that. I mean, anytime the ball gets away from you, high dribble like that, it's clearly a walk.
And that was up near her shoulders.
Or more.
Here's Henry going right at Cox. She draws the foul and she'll go to the line.
And I mean, I could hear all the fans behind us. We're going, whoa, at the same time you and I did. Castro gets ready to re-enter the game.
I always wonder when you hear some kind of reaction as an official, do you realize that they just missed that call, but it's too late to make it?
Right. Because you only have an instant with which to work, right?
Exactly, as Henry can't hit the first. Castro is going to come in for Yamauchi. She's going to join Boscarino, Hyatt, Hare, and Cox. As Henry's second one is up, and it's good. Cutting the lead to 20. Silver Swords have some work to do with 8:48 remaining in the second half. Penguins will look to melt the clock and control tempo. Here's Hare out on the left wing, over to Boscarino, finding Hare down low, and she puts it down. Nice curl and a nice look from Boscarino as Hare was able to beat Rigo down low on the block with a beautiful flex cut. Here's Florida. High post, Mayo going at Hyatt, tries to get it up, draws the contact and the foul as she'll go to the stripe. That's going to be the seventh team foul on the Penguins, and it's going to be 1-1 from here and the rest of the way.
You know, Alex, the first half of the season, Hyatt was drawing a lot more of the penalties. Remember, she fouled out of several games. And, of course, when you have an impact player like that, fouling out, that's never good. But I wonder if, you know, how much of it is conscious that she has she changed her game that much? Or is the fact that her right hand and thumb are all taped up, you know, does that inhibit her her game, her play, or her aggressive behavior?
I think you've seen on the defensive side her playing a little more calm and with more awareness. She's not picking up those silly fouls. A couple fouls that lead to those foul outs are from way away from the basket when she's extended. I think she's been a lot smart and when she's playing low post D. It's Florida inside. Her floater doesn't drop. It's off of Castro's hand and out of bounds to the Silver Swords. We got immediate timeout. 63-43. DU leads it with 7:56 left. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. But like you touched on, I think that with Jasmine Cox taking over the starting role, Hyatt coming off the bench, she's able to play more aggressively with a little bit of less minutes.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it is. When she's not playing that hard, she is not as impactful. Do you agree with that?
I agree. That's just not her game. She needs to be going 100 miles an hour in a dogfight at all times.
Yeah, I agree. She's got to be playing, banging it out, you know, really hard. The problem is when she plays her game, it's only a 30-minute. Her game is 30 minutes. It's not 40.
Exactly.
Right? Because she's always going to foul out. But if she can get 30 minutes out of it and strong minutes, of course, we'll have her next year, Sorensen. We have Nelson for another couple of years. If somehow Breonna Chambers can work the triumvirate of over six footers, I'd like to see Sorensen get a little bit bigger, to tell you the truth, right? I mean, a few more pounds on her. She's only a freshman. But she gets a little bit bigger. She could really pound around down low. She's doing a pretty good job of it right now. But imagine another 10 pounds on her. She'd be really an elite player.
She would, and she might be playing a lot more
as Hyatt
Jasmine
is,
Cox, you know, graduating.
Because Hyatt is Sorensen with 10 more pounds of muscly goodness, just fighting, you know, goodness.
Agreed, partner. Castro had the rebound, but she traveled with it. So the Silver Swords will get the possession back, and here comes Akana. She's going to get Rigo. Excuse me. Rigo was just heading into the backcourt. She didn't get Rigo. She's still in the ball game. It's Curtius entering down to Mayo. She spins baseline, finds Akana as she is grabbed down low on the paint. And this is going to be a 1-1 bonus for Akana, the sophomore 6'2 forward from Kailua.
The Penguins have committed 8 fouls of 5 of the Chaminades. But I like that, a 20-point lead and 8 fouls in the second half. And we're, you know, we're just 2 minutes and 15 seconds into the fourth quarter. The Penguins are playing very aggressively. And when there's a lead like this, it never bothers me to see them banging it around like that.
And a wave of substitutions coming in, a whole second unit. 5 new faces are going to be on the floor. It's
there you
Yamauchi.
Go. You and I were talking about it before the game.
Exactly.
Brianna Chambers throwing out 5 freshies. Just in case Chaminade has any ideas of getting back in this thing. Here's 5 fresh Penguins in your face. That's tough to follow.
It is. And it's a luxury to have if you're Coach Chambers.
That's
Akana true. Hits the second. The lead is down to 18, 63-45. Silver Swords trying to fight their way back. 7:42 left. Roldan joins Yamauchi in the backcourt as she's trapped. Nice play by Roldan to advance the basketball to the front court. Penguins break the press easily as Roldan has it up top. And she gives it off to Yamauchi to set it up. Here's Holbrook, left northern wing. Cross court over to Quaywan Owens. Entry down to Holbrook, pass tipped away. Roldan did a nice job to get it back to Holbrook down low, and she draws the foul.
Yeah, Holbrook had it stripped away. But as you mentioned, Roldan tipped it right back to her, and the shot goes off, and the foul committed by Maya.
That's
and here we go with Holbrook. The more we can see her, the better.
I agree.
Just the more minutes for Holbrook, the better the future looks for the DUs. I think she's going to be a huge part, a huge factor for this team in a couple years.
And that shooting stroke just doesn't get old. She hit the first, missed the second. Leads at 19. Here's Florida. Swinging it to Curtius up top. She looks down low to Mayo, spinning in the lane over Nelson. Can't hit it, and Nelson does a nice job boxing out to corral that rebound.
That was a nice shot by Mayo, too. I'm surprised it didn't fall. It looked good, but it's never easy getting it over that 6'4" frame of Sarah Nelson.
Everything but the finish. As here's Holbrook, harassed by Curtius, tries to get it down to Roldan, and she's hacked by Rigo. And this is also going to be a 1-1 situation for Roldan.
Roldan's not having her night, not her usual stellar performance. She's been so good lately. Just a pleasure to watch her, the senior Noelle Roldan.
You're right, she always finds a way to impact the game.
Yeah.
Whether it be down in the second half or early in the first half.
And you got to love somebody who's going 110% all the time, always.
Especially after her ACL injury.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She showed so much grit and fight.
I'm telling you, she was absolutely special her freshman year, and it looked like, holy cow, this is going to be one of those players. And then the ACL blew, and she had to sit all of her sophomore year. She played a little bit last year. But now she's back 100%.
Roldan made the first, missed the second, but Nelson was there to follow it up. So a 3-point possession for the Penguins. And on the other side, a nice bucket by Curtius down low. Lead is at 20, 67-47, 6:19 left to go in the second half. Penguins right now in control, looking for their second consecutive win. Holbrook spinning in the lane. Throws up a shot long, and there's Nelson with a nice offensive rebound to put it back in.
That's the first shot I've seen by Holbrook tonight that was just totally ill-advised. I don't know what she was firing that thing up for. Usually she's just really shown a great thought process. That one was maybe pressured.
Mayo had her shot swatted by Nelson. A 3 from Curtius doesn't go down, and the Penguins are really starting to take control of this ball game. 5:40 to go. And the Silver Swords are clinging to their last life here. Quaywan Owens over to Roldan. Up top is Holbrook. Can't leave her open because she shoots the 3 right in front of Miles' face. Nelson, offensive rebound, can't finish. Got her own miss back. Tried it one more time. It didn't go down. And she's really starting to dominate the offensive boards. Here's Mayo. Steps back, fires over Quaywan Owens and puts it down. And she finally has that expression on her face that one finally dropped for.
Yeah, and it was pure. Like she'd been doing it all night.
Quaywan Owens behind the back to Roldan. And she was able to find Nelson, but she walked right before the pass.
Yeah, Owens, you're right. Owens with the behind the back no look to Roldan. I think it surprised Roldan a little bit. She was so incredibly wide open that she had to take that extra half step for some reason. I'm not sure why. Because she buried the next shot and she was out there. She was at 13, 14 feet.
Henry's back into the game to handle the point guard duties. She's got the basketball, working on Yamauchi. Kicks out to Courteous. Left southern wing, curling inside. Another rejection by Nelson. She's been a force inside the paint tonight. Shot clock didn't reset. Down to seven. Here's Henry from 15. Can't get it to go. And Nelson with another board. And she is having herself a heck of a ball game.
Yeah, Nelson is something else under when she's down low and has it going on.
Quaywan Owens was in a little bit of traffic. She finds Marshall. And here's Roldan to set it up, guarded by Kawakami. Eight on the shot clock. They look for Marshall off the curl. It's down to five. She finds Roldan. She's going to have to hoist a three as the shot clock winding down. It doesn't fall. Marshall on the offensive glass, but swatted away by Akana.
Boy, Akana got all ball there and knocked her down. Leave her five on four. Leave her in the backcourt.
Henry's floater into the lane. She gets it to go as the lead is down to 18.
That was a great play.
3:40. Roldan slows it down into the front court as Quaywan Owens will find Marshall and she'll set it up. Penguins will look for one good shot here. Yamauchi thought about a three.
She had it, but she didn't take it.
Now it's Marshall. Nice ball fake. Roldan another three. This one's short. Ball's loose. Quaywan Owens fighting for it with Kawakami. Kawakami comes out with it, and Marshall commits the foul. This will send Kawakami to the line.
You know, you were talking about, Alex, about Sarah Nelson and what a game she's having off the board. She only averages 5.6. She's got double that at least tonight. I mean, she's been in the perfect position time after time and is generally in such good position she can put them back when they're offensive.
And it seemed like right when Quaywan Owens has been getting hot and scoring all the buckets, it's been Nelson stepping up on the defensive side of the end, blocking all these shots, getting the offensive rebounds and putbacks. She's really starting to come on and use her height to play well.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, Nelson, I've watched her game so closely the last year and a half, and she's just gotten so good. So, I mean, she was good to start with, but every game you could see her grow and get better and more confident and become a better shooter, but more than anything, to be in the right position. When you're 6'4", and, you know, you are the player that the team really relies on you for the boards. And let's face it, how much of the game is at rebounds? A lot, right? So, but being in position, the proper position, is something that you've just got to learn through minutes. And, of course, good coaching. And she gets a lot of both. So it's been a pleasure to watch Nelson. And, you know, we haven't had a 6'4" woman here at Dominican since 2001 when Timmy Ivani transferred from Cal.
1-1 attempt from Kawakami doesn't go. Quaywan Owens comes out with the rebound, breaks the press by herself, finds Roldan, who goes up top to Yamauchi. Swung over to Marshall. Now it's back up top to Roldan, trying to find Marshall underneath. Ball ricochets off her knee, comes to Quaywan Owens. She fires. It goes in and out. Board to Courteous as Roldan tried to slap it away. Ball will still remain with the Silver Swords.
Roldan appealing to the back judge there as if the ball didn't go out off of her, but in fact it did. But, you know, that's Roldan. Talk about a gamer. Big time.
All out hustle
100% of the time. Akana is going at Nelson, and she blocks another shot. Having herself a heyday. Today is Sarah Nelson underneath, doing it all, rebounding, blocking shots. She's been the Tower of Terror for the Penguins.
I like that.
Here's Boscarino.
And she was flat-footed when she did it. She didn't even have to jump.
She just has to get her arms extended, and she's good. Nice fake by Roldan, and she puts it in.
That was pretty. Right within the key, softly, great patience, waited on it. You know, I mentioned the 5'1" Stephanie Carnes earlier. There she is over by the door. Maybe she's here supporting Castro, the 5-footer.
That'd make a lot of sense. And she'd love the pull. She'd love the support as Quaywon Owens punched one away.
She sure
Block
did.
Block party for the Penguins tonight.
That was killer.
148-71-51 is your score right now. And the Penguins are having a heck of a ball game against Chaminade. It's Yamauchi up top. Roldan on the curl. Nice look underneath to Nelson. She lays it in. Everything clicking tonight for the Penguins.
Of course, Connor Haysbert is Carnes' significant other, so maybe she's here for him. But
that,
maybe for Castro.
That too. Here's McBride entry into Okana, and once again, it was Nelson with another swat.
Five-footers got to stick together.
I think it might be time to not test Sarah Nelson down low if you're Okana. And DU will take a timeout, as this will be a nice time for Coach Chambers to give her starters the night off and some rest with only 1:11 left here as the Penguins hold a 22-point lead.
Here we go, fans. Inbound, sideline. Noel Roldan brings it in. Castro's back in there with Sorensen and Boscarino. The fifth Penguin is Cox. Sorensen, top of the key, is being accosted very closely by Lily Amayo. Check it. Carissa McBride. She's a 5'10 freshman out of Waipahu. And Sorensen will go to the line here with 1 minute to go. Sorensen, with a line drive, knocks down the first one. Boy, she bends way down, really bends the knees low.
I was thinking the same thing, a lot of knee bend for the 6'2".
She's really low and then comes up at the end, extends, and gets this one.
I really like that.
Yeah, whatever works, frankly. 75-51. I mean, you see a lot of different styles, right?
You do.
And if it goes in, that's the one I like. Top of the key, now they work it, and they threw it away. Chaminade had it for a moment. McBride tossed it away. Castro in the backcourt, 3-on-2. She throws it away. Back up, down low. They get it up to Kawakami. She fires it off good. Clock stops. I don't know why. But now it goes, 40 seconds. Castro now heaves it the length of the court. Goes into the feet of McBride. Diving on it is Boscarino. Back over to Roldan. Great patience off the glass. Good! Roldan buries the deuce.
Wow. Boscarino going to the floor as she's got that bulldog-like approach.
Totally.
Able to set up Roldan.
Yeah, good call. That's exactly what it's like 20 seconds to go. Penguins 77, Chaminade 53. Shot on goal by Florida. No, gets her own rebound. Heaves it up, hits the side of the backboard. Sorensen. Now to Castro. She'll slow it down 10 seconds. And for some reason, Florida, no, it's not Florida, it is Kawakami, reached around Castro's back with 8.9 seconds to go and a 24-point deficit. And for some reason, she fouled and didn't just let the game run. But Castro will go to the line. She'll take the practice. I'm not sure if the coach said, yeah, get in there and foul. Castro, first-year Penguin, first year with Brianna Chambers. A little bit deep, taking down Chaminade. They'll bring it up very quickly to the other end. They fire it down low. Kawakami gets the last shot off. 1 second. Buzzer. And the Penguin women have their first two-game win streak in the Conlin Center, 77-53 the final. And that was a pretty good game, especially first half. But the Penguins came out in the second half and were just simply too tough.
These two games in the Conlin Center by these Lady Penguins have been the best basketball I've seen them play. They are playing as a unit, and you can see the excitement in the team as they start to win these games.
Yeah, I would agree with that, and I would say that tonight was the best they've looked. Now, Chaminade, they're in the cellar, and sometimes a cellar team can make you look good. But I don't think that's what it was. I think the D's just played well tonight.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I think it was just about how they took care of business and just ran Chaminade out of this gym.
Yeah, they really did. They played great. And it's nice to see Quaywan Owens playing great, continuing her fine play. Nelson had a superb night off the boards. I mean, unbelievable, really. I'll be interested to see that final stat sheet. And fans, will let you know what her final numbers were before the start of the men's game, which is scheduled to 16 minutes. But they have 25 minutes of warm-up time. And I don't know what you're saying. Speak.
Stats? Let me get the stats.
Oh, no, well, it's okay. They'll bring them by, and we'll have it before the start of the game. All right, fans, the producer for tonight's game is Laura Button, Stuart Horn, Alex Swan, the Swanee. He's alongside. We'll have game two coming up. Jeff Mullinax is in the house for those of you who are interested listening somewhere in the world. The great Jeff Mullinax. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to Penguin Radio right here on radio.dominican.edu.
Your grave jacket. ground. This little piece of limestone, this is another desperate man taking himself out. So dear.